Welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir's English podcast. Press release. Gaza today as yesterday counts its martyrs and was offered as a sacrifice to Trump and Netanyahu. A new bloody day in Gaza, bidding farewell to 29 martyrs as of the moment of writing this statement in a repetition of every night shrouded in the darkness of killing and the gloom of betrayal, and every morning in which losses are tallied and the extent of the conspiracy is revealed, a conspiracy joined by all those who have no regard for the people of the Blessed Land, nor any sense of honor. Trump's plan was not a cessation of war and aggression, but rather a grand deception to retrieve the prisoners of the Jewish entity, the mediation of the mediators, and the signing of the treacherous regime's agreement to Trump's plan and their joining his board of peace that shrouded Gaza in more blood was nothing but a rescue of the criminal entity that failed to achieve its goals in Gaza against a besieged group of mujahideen. They rescued its prisoners and carried away the bodies of its dead until the last one. Then they turned to the mujahideen's weapons, wanting to disarm them after having previously seized the Ummah's weapons and soldiers from the enemy so that the killing of the people of Gaza would continue. Gaza enters the second phase of Trump's plan, its wounds still bleeding, its people clothed in fear, hunger, disease, and thirst. Medicine is scarce, and even shrouds are in short supply. The ruler's sole concern is how to disarm the enemy and secure the occupying entity so that its feet remain untouched as it drowns Gaza in the blood of its elders, women, and children. Gaza enters the second phase of Trump's plan, and Trump, Netanyahu, the mediators, and the rulers claim that opening the crossings conditional on the approval of the Jewish entity for every single breath entering or leaving Gaza will be soon. Yet the flames of death are closer to the people of Gaza than the opening of the crossings. The mediators and the rulers are deaf, blind, and dumb. They neither hear, nor see, nor speak. It is as if all they desire is for the Jewish entity to triumph and for the people of Gaza to be plunged into an endless inferno of killing. The second phase has begun, and the rulers and mediators have surrendered Gaza, its resistance fighters, men, women, and children, to America and all the forces of disbelief as if they were a sacrifice offered to Trump with their blood. The second phase has begun, and what befalls the West Bank is of the same nature as what befalls the people of Gaza. Though its fire is less intense and the killing less brutal, it is as if all of Palestine is on the verge of a new betrayal with prices to be paid in blood, land, and everything sacred within it. Palestine is burning before the eyes of an entire ummah, while its rulers work to extinguish the embers of anger within it, claiming that a truce is coming, that the war is over, and that Gaza will be opened wide to aid, so that the ummah forgets the truth that there is no solution for Palestine except by cleansing it of the filth of the Jews. Today is like yesterday. The cries of the free women of Palestine still echo across the earth, O Mu'tasim. Their children still shed tears of sorrow for the abandonment by the ummah and its armies, pouring out their grievances to Allah, appealing to all who can help them. To Allah we turn for justice, and to Allah we complain. Al-Aqsa still groans under the bayonets of the Jews, who desecrate it with their feet, digging up its foundations and preventing Allah's worshippers from reaching its courtyards. All those in the Blessed Land and within it declare openly that the enemy would not have reached its current position were it not for the collusion and conspiracy of the regimes for more than 80 years. Where will the Ummah go with its soldiers and men, its scholars and politicians, its educated and its common people after abandoning the Blessed Land and its people, when the world and all that is in it has closed in on them and its vastness has become constricted for its inhabitants? Where will the Ummah go when it sees its rulers inflicting upon the people of Palestine what an enemy inflicts upon his enemy? Where will the Ummah go if its fire remains unlit and the cauldrons of jihad do not ignite in the hearts, and where will it go if it does not overthrow those who have abandoned the blessed land, betrayed its people, and delivered them to an enemy who has no regard for any covenant or obligation? Where will the ummah go before Allah regarding all this? Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu ma lakum idha qila lakum infiru fi sabilillahi thaqaltum ila al-ard araditum bil hayati ad-dunya min al-akhirah fama mata'u al-hayati ad-dunya fil akhirati illa qalil illa tanfiru yu'adhibukum 'adaban aliman wa yastabdil qauman ghayrakum ولا تضره شيئا والله على كل شيء قدير. O believers, what is the matter with you that when you are asked to march forth in the cause of Allah, you cling firmly to your land? Do you prefer the life of this world over the hereafter? The enjoyment of this worldly life is insignificant compared to that of the hereafter. If you do not march forth, He will afflict you with a painful torment and replace you with other people. You are not harming him in the least, and Allah is most capable of everything. At-Tawbah 38-39. Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir.